This is Marilia Mondonça boarding an airplane on Friday. She was on her way to the city of Caratinga in Brazil's southeastern state of Minas Gerais, where she was due to play a concert that evening. But the singer never made it to her destination. Her airplane crashed in a rural area 12 kilometres from where it was due to land. Police have launched an investigation.
We can't yet speak about the cause of the crash, but it's a fact that there's wreckage from an antenna, which indicates that the aircraft collided with it before falling.
Four other people were on board: Mendonça's uncle, her producer, and two pilots. Firefighters sent to the crash site said the recovery operation was difficult because of the rocky terrain and a nearby waterfall.
We've just removed the fifth body from inside the aircraft. There were five victims who died, and our work continues to identify the bodies.
Mendonça started her career as a teenager. She was one of Brazil's most popular singers and won a Latin Grammy Award 2 years ago. Known as the boss to her millions of fans, she performed a genre of country music called sertanejo. Last year, when concerts were cancelled because of the coronavirus pandemic, she performed in a series of online shows. One of them set the record for the most watched live stream in the world, with 3.3 million peak viewers on YouTube. Tributes have been pouring in. President Jair Bolsonaro tweeted the entire country was in shock and said Mendonça was one of the greatest artists of her generation, whose unique voice, charisma and music won the affection and admiration of all Brazilians. Mendonça is survived by her one-year-old son. Fans say she'll be remembered as someone who made her mark by singing about women's empowerment in an environment traditionally dominated by male musicians. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.